The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lagos, good morning to you once again. Thank you for joining us again on Dailies Today. I'm Sharif. What is it?
One, I want to take a sip of my tea. Yeah. Two can play at that game.
Yeah, copy me. It's like there's nothing in that couple.
There is.
The way you just lifted it up.
This is a covered cup. This is a flask.
Okay. There's nothing in that flask.
There is something. Do you want me to pour it on the...
Don't pour it though. I mean, the way you just lifted it up like...
Should I put it on the engine?
Yeah, that you put inside.
Morning, everybody. Morning. I'm already in the holiday mood, so permit me.
Your holiday starts when again?
Today is my last day, I think.
Today is Wednesday.
Yes.
You said Friday now.
I've changed my mind.
You said Saturday.
Today's my last Morning, everybody. Morning.
You're welcome. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's start. Daily Trust is our first paper. National honors, not for decoration, Buhari tells recipients.
Okay, let me get serious now. There's work to be done. Mm-hmm. Now, in the course of doing this work, I must quickly add that there are two major things that cross my mind. The first is that we are being listened to all over the world by Nigerians and non-Nigerians alike. You know, and of course the second also is decency and the rules of broadcasting and good behavior, you know, showing good pedigree. So these two things gives one some restraint as to how one would react to certain things that do take place that you have to review. It is in the light of this that I'll just say one or two things about this national honors, whatever it was that was said to be done. The way I describe it is that it's just part of, you know, reimagining persons who some of them have questionable past, some of them ego-driven, you know. Because let's be honest with ourselves. We should ask ourselves as Nigerians, what do we consider as honor? What I think we consider as honor, to put it in plain man's language, between us, so no foreigner will understand what we are talking about. Honor is whichever way it is. Once you're a big man, then you're supposed to be honored. And it's very unfortunate. The list yesterday was something else. It was full of government appointees, contractors, friends of government, and so on and so forth. That is not what essentially should be an honors list. Okay, I get to know that usually state governors and states will be told to also provide names of those that they believe deserve the honor. And of course, it's usually shared amongst the political appointees, you know, again, contractors, friends, paddy, and stuff like that. The cynicism out there, if you listen to Sherry's program this morning, is the main reflection of what people feel about this. So for me, to a large extent, it's just a wasted exercise. In reality, the people that matter, the masses, they know what they think about these things. Would you, for example, be surprised to find that somebody who has been indicted in a case of mass manslaughter was amongst those given a national honor? Somebody who has been given a case, I don't want to start mentioning it, I'm not in that mood now, but somebody who has been in mass manslaughter that resulted in the deaths of people was actually given an honor yesterday. The ministers, two ministers who put our kids on lockdown for 7 months, were given honors yesterday. I mean, come on. People of well-known criminal background but have rehearsed, you know, they've repackaged themselves, and this is the final seal on it, were given honors yesterday. Now, this is not to condemn everybody, but look at my country, Nigeria. See how long it took us to honor Stella Adadevo, who should have been honored at the time she was being buried. If in truth we value what honor is supposed to be, it took us almost, the woman's been dead now for close to 10 years. Took us almost 10 years shouting, almost lobbying to get her recognized for the sacrifice she made for her country. I wish Nigeria luck. This is the way we want to live. So be it. Whatever you do, you know, so whatever goes up must come down. And whatever you do, there's always a consequence. The president says that, now, there's a limit to which you can, the president is not going to be the one nominating names. He needs people to do that job for him. Mm-hmm. And these are the people, you know, who probably have messed up the whole exercise. If you do it in another 4 years, it will be the same. That is why, another reason, where you're going to be needing a hands-on president who will say, why should I be honoring 400 people at a go? That doesn't make sense to me. Give me 20 names. Let's give it value. Let's give me 20 names. For those who it is statutory, apparently, the Chief Justice for this one, you can post the honors to them in their offices. It's statutory. Give me just 20 names. And let's start a process where we have people looking forward to doing good for the country. You know, and then we can start rebuilding all over again. But yesterday was a charade. Today the papers are full. Contractors are congratulating this governor, this, and that. The papers are, I envy them on a day like this. You know, they're full of adverts and so on and so forth. Good luck to us. That is the way we are. The world is watching us. And if we are happy with the way we are presenting ourselves to the world, but the president has said that he listed the criteria as consistent and meaningful participation in community and national development, rendering unsolicited, selfless, and philanthropic services to humanity. These two ministers have put us on lockdown. What they have done so far, would it fall under this? I want you to ask that question. Then he now says he has a message for 200 and something million Nigerians who do not have honors yet. You know, honors, you can quickly get chieftaincy title, honorary degree, but he says that for other Nigerians, he says, you should be patient, Emusoro, and understand that their efforts in national building were appreciated and would similarly be recognized at the right time, maybe when they are long dead. Good morning.
If you're just joining us, you're welcome. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, and let us know what you think. I can see comments on the honors list everywhere on our live stream. Interesting ones, but keep them coming. Let's stay with Daily Trust newspaper. This story reads, Lagos gets FG's nod to build airport in Lekki.
This excites me. Muritala Mohammed Airport has collapsed completely. It's not even up to the standard of a standard domestic airport, talk less of international. And even though Abuja is our capital, all of us know that the gateway to Nigeria is Lagos. The Muritala Mohammed Airport is a disgrace. So I am more than happy that Lagos is going to get, has gotten the nod to build an airport in Lekki. I don't know where in Lekki that is going to be. But a word of caution to the Lagos state government on this. Don't bother going to look for loans or to look for whatever. Start looking for money to build an airport. We know the way these things go. Don't bother. There are some airports have been privatized. And there's, in fact, there's a Nigerian who virtually owns Gatwick Airport in the UK, Ogunlesi. Okay? So there are companies that are experienced in these matters. And with a very good agreement, they'll be able to build the airport from scratch and run it for a particular period and be ready to hand it over, maybe long after we're going to run it for 25 years or whatever it is. Now, please, when you're doing that, or if you want to go that route, please, can you do it with those who have the experience, recognizable people? So it's not a function of some big shot setting up a company and then going around looking for investors. And so on and so forth, like we normally do when it comes to oil wells and things like that. Go with, there is no time. This thing needs to be sped up. Go for, pick the governor, pick his phone and call the likes of Ogunlesi to come bid to quickly build this thing and get it up and running. I hope that's not going to happen. But congratulations to Sanwo-Olu and his team and to the APC in Lagos. You have another opportunity to, you know, show your laurels and show the best that you can do under this circumstance.
Yeah, let's move on to the Telegraph then. Page 3, this interesting story here says Wike appoints 14,000 advisors, 359 liaison officers.
Is this comment wrong? Is it that even if you appointed 1,400, it would be preposterous? Is there something wrong?
You can't believe it.
Though. I can't believe it.
14,000.
Ladies and gentlemen, and it's in all the papers. It says here, since yesterday, I saw it says, the River State Governor, Nyesom Wike, who, you know, he, if the primaries had gone the way he wanted, he would have been the presidential candidate. Mm. So he would have been a potential president. Mm-hmm. Now, 6 months to the end of his, even if he appointed them the day he has 4 years to go, I don't understand I don't know what advisors are really, but he has appointed 14,000 advisors. Sheriff, there must be something wrong here.
Well, I don't know. Is there?
And 359 liaison officers, a state. Even Africa put together, if you had the president for the whole of Africa, he shouldn't be having 14,000. What exactly is it? Is there something that I don't understand?
So we don't even have the list of those 14,000. We don't know what the advice is.
But we don't know them. If you had the list, would you know them?
So this is even to give the people there in River State perspective, to give them context as to what these people will be advising their governor based on. They don't even know
Sheriff, come.
I'm coming.
Cool it.
You still cannot believe it.
Yeah, there's something. No, there's obviously something wrong. Maybe it's a voluntary job.
Nope.
So, is there somebody out there that can solve this riddle?
Well, some people, when I tweeted this yesterday, some people seem to think that it's all the structure for the election.
Yeah, but you don't need to appoint them as advisors.
Oh, well, they...
With state, and the state is going to be taking
yes,
care of
yes,
this.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Ah, Lord, but me. Have the pensioners been paid?
I have no idea.
I honestly am lost for words. For the first time, I'm facing a big challenge. I don't even know. I mean, if I had my way, if I did what I did 10 years ago, I'd bang the table. But I don't know where to start with this. 14,000 advisors. 6 months to the end. Forget even if it's 6 months. Mm-hmm. 14,000 advisors.
14,000.
359 liaison officers.
There are some other people for, I think, local government. Those ones about 40 or something.
Okay, let me read the story.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, River State Government, Nyesom Wike, has appointed 14,000 new in addition. Barely 10 months before the end of his administration, he announced the appointment yesterday in a special statement by his special assistant on media, Kelvin Ebiri. And Wike says that the advisors will play a pivotal role in the administration, the statement added. In addition to the 14,000 advisors, Governor Wike also appointed 319 ward liaison officers and 40 local government area liaison officers. The appointments are with immediate effect. It doesn't say here that they've been appointed by the state, though. Could it be some campaign thing that they're talking about? Maybe they missed that out.
That's the governor, special advisor or special assistant to the governor who released that statement.
Okay.
So someone said that that's the way to play politics in Nigeria.
No, it's completely irresponsible. In fact, it's not. Let me. I withdraw that statement. What I would have said, I can't say it on air. But there is something wrong somewhere. I withdraw that irresponsible part of it. What I would have said, I honestly can't say on air. But I whisper it to you.
Quadri Sulaimon.
There is something wrong.
Quadri Sulaimon says, Uncle Jimmy, there is nothing wrong. and Wike is preparing them for election processing. This is the political structure that he will use.
But not restate whatever now. What is this man saying? Is there no distinction between politics and state appointees? Does River State have an endless stream of money coming in? Isn't this the same state that we heard that some pensioners have not been paid? What are we talking about here? If we support people, we should stop giving spurious excuses. It should be stated clearly, if they are government appointees, if they were like private appointees for election, of course, it's free to do that. But they call them advisors. 14,000.
14,000.
God is very, he's a very patient.
So to be very honest with you, when I saw the news, the first thing that came to mind was that, it was a mistake. Why did they add the extra zero?
But you see,
I had to go and look for other platforms, and I was like, it's 14,000. No.
If you remove all the zeros, you won't be appointing 14 advisors 10 months to the end of your tenure.
I mean, what for, really?
Or 140.
Or 140.
Or 1,400.
Yeah.
And now 14,000. I mean, there's something 359 liaison officers added to the wage bill.
Mm-hmm. There's money. There's money. Plenty of money. Let's take this story on page 72 of the Daily Trust. It says, 14 days after, Tinubu, Obi, Kwankwaso yet to commence campaigns.
Yes. And I heard your submission this morning, especially on the Labour Party. The PDP have taken off to a shaky start. The APC, I think they're gradually settling down. The woman campaign team is, they're ready to go. I just read this morning, I'd like to confirm that Danla Dibaku has been added to the media team of Asiwaju.
Danla Dibaku.
I read something like that. I haven't confirmed. If that is true, then for God's sake, sanity is coming into that campaign. Because he's more, he's more. I think people should stick to their profession.
Okay.
Talking about things that we will meet up there in the jungle. We will meet up there in the thing. It's not a terrorist. It's not a terrorist or activist matter. It's politics. And talking about the lives of the people, and it should be. I think that the media affairs should be handled in a sober and very responsible manner. So if Danladi, it is true that Danladi Bako has been added to it, fair enough. Now back to this. There's a problem with the Labour Party, and there's a problem with Peter Obi's campaign. Whether the obedience like it or not, there is a problem. And I think it needs to be addressed. And that is the submission that we got this morning. It appears the party itself might not be ready. They might be overwhelmed. Now this is an advice. It's not to say whether he would win or not. But those who are Peter Obi's handlers need to go and tidy up that party and get them ready. Because you see, even if he wins, he needs a solid party. You understand what I'm saying? And it looks as if the party structure as it is now has been overwhelmed. And maybe that's why Doyin Okupe, has gone. Don't forget that Obi was in the PDP before.
That's right.
And so he had his own team. He had his own plan. He had everything all put together. They then moved en masse to the Labour Party that was just lying. I don't want to use the word lying idle, but their aspirations were limited until Obi joined them.
Correct.
And even though you it's nice to make noise to say that it's a mass movement, it is this, it is that, surely you also do need planning. You need planning. So if that hasn't been done, the Obi team, the core Obi team, should quickly liaise with the party and come out in one unified structure. The second thing that worries me is that some members of that party are going to betray Obi's cause if you have good money thrown at them. That's a reality. So Obi has to look out for sabotage. And I think maybe being conscious of that is why Doyin Okupe is keeping a lot of things to himself. I mean, recently I was surprised, of all people, an APC chieftain in Lagos said he had crossed over to the Labour Party, and I couldn't relate him with Labour Party. You know, I couldn't see the nexus. If you have people like that crossing over, you got to be careful. This man, is master of the game at dabbering other people's whatever, disorganizing them.
He did just say dabbering.
Yes, dabbering. I mean, this is. I like to talk in the language that my people would understand.
Correct, Jerry. Correct.
Yes, you know, and therefore, I think that the core OB team and the party need to lock themselves
up. Some people seem to think that there's nothing wrong with the party.
Definitely something. You know, it's all about OB. You don't get to hear what's going on in the party. As we speak, I'm ashamed to say that I don't even know the name of the chairman of the party. I don't know who the spokesperson of the party is. They are not reaching out there. It's all about OB, OB, OB. Fair enough. But when it gets to a point where you just need to sit down and get yourself fully organized. Elections are not going to be won by just numbers. It's going to also be won by strategy and planning. You know, and don't forget, your opponents are not just going to sit idly by and watch you run over them. They're going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, into making sure that they knock you out. So that's my advice for them. There was some embarrassing thing, apparently, at Atiku's rally, and I don't know whether it was some obedience that infiltrated the crowd or whatever, but at some point they were singing Obi, 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 Obi. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that will rattle Atiku a little bit, but he'll probably get over that. Kwakwanso seems to concentrate on the north. I don't know much about his presence in the south, but also, you know, the game has started, so let's see how far that. And I also think that some of them are wisely trying to hold on to their reserves.
Because I was going to ask you whether you feel that the late start is maybe strategy. Could it be strategy or some internal issues?
No, the blowout, holding the blowout. The blowout hasn't started. Holding the blowout could be strategy. But you need to start making a presence now. You know, and it is clear that there's something, you know, there's something that's not just right with the Labour Party. But it's not as bad as they still have enough time.
I mean, it's still pretty much manageable.
It's right manageable. Now.
If we can come back and just rally around. Yes. Professor Pata told me you had him on the show the other day.
Yes.
You know, if he can muster people together, and because what we're hearing is that Doyin Okupe is doing all these things without even carrying the party along. The announcement we made today by 12. And there's some element in the party is saying that the party's not even, they don't even have any input.
It's part of what I said. There are some fifth columnists in the party who might want to make it look as if there's disunity. But Doyin Okupe too is an old horse, you know, and he knows his game. And because they'd been well structured long before as a movement, long before they got into the party, he's going to want to be a bit careful about who does what. And then, guess what? Whether you give Shishi or not, you do need money for a lot of things.
Oh, sure.
And I don't think money is flowing like in the other two. Of course, the reasons being quite obvious, but I will not state here.
Okay. All right. Let's take this should be our last story. We can't take the other ones. Let's take this one. 2023 campaigns, APC shine away from Buhari's records, PDP.
Yes, Bola Tinubu has... He'll be damned if he does, and he'll be damned if he doesn't. He would love, from Festus Keyamo's speeches and what he has also said in the past, he'd love to see if he could distance himself from Buhari's administration, which most people are not happy with. Whether it's been successful to some people or not, most people are not happy with the government. Rightly or wrongly, they are not happy. And that's it. And that is where perception comes in. So Bola Tinubu has a very big task. On the other hand, he can't indict the government that he helped put in place. And he cannot completely romance them and say what they have done, say to the Nigerian people, is right. So he will have to take a middle of the road. So what the PDP has stated here is a given. It's going to happen. It will be interesting to see how he navigates that road, being in between the two.
Indeed. Well, we have to go now. Today's Wednesday. What's coming up at Diabumi?
Today's Diabumi. There's a lady who's so excited. Today's her 23rd wedding anniversary.
23rd wedding?
Today. So she begged me specially that, Uncle Yemi, if you do this for me.
It'll be nice.
She even planned to bring a cooler of food.
A cooler of food?
Yeah, she said she will bring rice and stew, very plenty. I said she should hold it there. And guess what?
What's that?
I haven't seen the. I don't know what she.
You've never met her before.
Never met her.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I like one thing about how you just do your show. You just like you just. It's like your show is most times spirit led. Like you just.
Yes, I'm a spontaneous person.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm wrong, but I'm usually right. That's the way I'm structured.
Yeah.
Yes, I could set out wanting to go to Ibadan and then divert and head to Benin, and that's it. The spirit always leads me.
Oh, okay.
As a man of God.
As a man of God.
I'm a man of God and I'm God's child.
Okay. But not in that way.
Well, in any way you think of.
Like you don't have a congregation.
You don't have to have a congregation.
I'm talking about in that context.
In which context?
A man of God with a congregation context.
You are a man of God.
No, I'm not.
Okay. If you want to talk about congregation, do you know?
Let's how many, be going. No,
let me quickly say this. If you want to talk about congregation, do you know how many people wake up at 5 o'clock to listen to your voice? I'm one of them, so I'm part of your.
That's been a fan.
No, it's congregation. At least I spent 1 hour listening to you without getting up from my bed. Waiting.
Thank you, sir, and thank you to everybody.
I'm not a fan. I'm an air conditioner.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for coming.
All right.
I'm Sheriff. Let's take this break. When we return, we'll talk education.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of 5G.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.